The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's really important for us to remember our history. You know, unless you're one of the first Americans, a Native American, you came from someplace else. Somebody brought you.
We trade that reservation, the value of that reservation, and the value of its people, the value of its air, the value of its carbon emissions are traded on Wall Street. Dun & Bradstreet. It's listed. So we haven't even hit on all the swindles that Wall Street is visiting upon the people of America. You're nothing but a bunch of coupons for the United States government and the people who run it. That's it. American people, you're a commodity, and you don't deserve anything else. And they're going to make sure you continue to be a commodity as long as the empire exists. As long as you allow the Constitution to be raped.
As the flood of illegals surges over the southern border, President Obama is going for broke, literally. CNS News reports that since the budget deal was signed in November of 2015, in just 6 months, Obama has added another trillion to our national debt, bringing it to a monstrous $19 trillion. While more taxpayer money is thrown at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement deportation budget, deportations themselves have decreased by nearly 43%. Breitbart reports, according to a recent chart from the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration and National Interest, ICE removed nearly 43% fewer total aliens from the United States in the fiscal year of 2015 than it did in the fiscal year of 2012, and nearly 62% fewer aliens from the interior of the United States. Ironically, as the number of deportations the Obama administration carried out tumbled, its budget for removals and detention continue to grow from $2,750,843,000 in fiscal year 2012 to $3,431,444,000 in fiscal year 2015. But the most alarming statistic from Breitbart's report is that ICE removed 235,390 criminal aliens from the United States in fiscal year 2012 as compared with 139,368 in fiscal year 2015, meaning that it deported nearly 41% fewer criminal aliens last year with 25% more resources than it had in fiscal year 2012. As illegal immigrant crimes in the U.S. go largely unreported, even mentioning the unwarranted murders of American citizens by illegal immigrants is deemed racist by New World Order brainwashed dupes. And if you think the perpetual raping going on by ungrateful Islamic hordes is only occurring in Europe, think again.
New documents say the man accused of kidnapping and sexually assaulting a gas station worker uttered Allah Akbar during the assault.
Four illegal aliens from Guatemala are charged in the rape of a Massachusetts woman and the vicious beating of her boyfriend. And one of the suspects was arrested less than a month before the attack. The quartet has been saddled with a slew of charges. It's been 2 years since Fusion reported that a staggering 80% of Central American girls and women crossing Mexico en route to the United States are raped along the way. Meanwhile, Panama announced they are transferring 3,000 U.S.-bound Cuban migrants to Mexico as Cuban migration spikes. And in 2016, immigrant families crossing the border is 40% higher than the previous record in 2014. When the history books are written, the flood of a great unknown and unchecked exodus of chaos in the face of all reason, civility, and legality revolving around the enforcement of immigration laws that have dictated the policy for immigration for centuries will go down as one of the most reckless acts instigated by a U.S. president in modern history.
But every time you try to get away from the government, they'll kill you. I put you in prison. Or let you become an American. If you catch my drift. Because you're the new Indian. You're the new American Indian. Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
John Bound, Freeforce.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It had not been announced until about an hour ago on this Thursday, May 5th, 2016, officially at the Donald Trump website, Donald J. Trump for President. We're going to link to this in our story that is red-linked, or should be, up on Infowars.com. I pledge to you that we're going to keep Donald Trump honest, or die trying, metaphorically. But things are complex. Trump needs watchdogs in what he's doing. When he came out and said, hey, you know, they're murdering Christians, we got to bring them here from Syria. Our own government tried to overthrow Syria. Obama was horrible to do it, but now they're murdering hundreds of thousands of Christians. We got to bring them here. And then when he found out it was jihadis they were bringing in, unvetted, he went, whoa, until we vet these people, stop them all. So he went from a radical Muslim coddler to someone that hates all Muslims in the media spin machine. But when Trump got criticized on that and appraised the info, he said, whoa, I didn't know we were bringing unvetted people. Shut it down until they're checking it. That's common sense. It's like there's a gas leak in your house, and until you find it, you go out to the side of the house, you turn it off. Or if there's a broken pipe in your house, you go out to the front of the house to the water main, you open up the little manhole, and you turn it off. Japan doesn't let any Muslims immigrate there, period. They have the lowest crime rate, by the way, in much of the world. That's because their government has deemed that it's incompatible with their culture. I don't think all Muslims are bad or out to get everybody, but at the same time, when they're jihadis and they're saying they're going to come here and make us go under their rule and their law and want to conquer us, and that's the whole attitude, absolutely not. But see, that's how the spin machine works. I'm digressing, though, on a rabbit trail of my example of many times when Trump finds out he's wrong about something, he will then come out and say, I was wrong, and explain why he did it. Hillary, along with Obama, for about 10 years, has been saying they want to shut down all coal power plants, and then, of course, that means shut down coal mines, both surface lignite and also deep mines like they have in Kentucky and West Virginia. She came out, of course, last year and again this year, just a month ago, and said on the campaign trail, we're going to bankrupt coal. We're going to shut down the coal miners. Obama has said we're going to bankrupt coal. You can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. She now says she means that that meant to save everyone. So, see, that's a total twisted lie, flip-flop. When Trump is wrong about something, he goes, I was wrong. When I got more info, I changed my mind. That's the opposite. That's doing the right thing. That's not a flip-flop. So, I have talked about the way these campaign works and that most people in the power structure are establishment. Most people in the power structure are attached to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and or the Council on Foreign Relations, or both. And so Trump's going to have problems being able to run a campaign against Hillary without getting some insiders. That's why I wasn't against him meeting with Richard Haass, the head of the CFR, a month ago. But I said, watch if Trump changes his foreign policy statements, and watch if Haass says he likes him. Haass came out a week later and said Trump is horrible. He's the worst possible choice ever, and you notice Trump's gotten more nationalistic in his speeches. That said, our story isn't exclusive. It's up on Infowars.com. I talked to multiple people in and around the Trump campaign at the highest levels. I've talked to Roger Stone, who has even delayed his trip to New York today to research this, but he is researching right now, and we'll be popping in today or tomorrow to give his take on it, but I have other sources as well that first alerted to me to this last night and then this morning. And then Paul Watson had finished his report. Will you guys bring me the Trump press release again? I know you brought it to me, but I've moved it around on my stack and I can't find it. Thank you. Just bring it to me again. Thank you. Oh, here it is. It's on the back. It was stuck inside here. Teleprompter free, folks. This is unscripted. We actually operate with our intellects and history and understanding and our will and our love of truth. And so Paul Watson and I began researching this, and this was nowhere. But on one site that had noticed that this guy's name had been mentioned in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, in the headlined article, Donald Trump won't self-fund general election campaign. Presumptive Republican nominee plans to create world-class finance organization to back campaign. And then he sent out Corey Lewandowski and others. This is outside of Paul Manford and Roger Stone. I know that. They're not involved in this. They can't speak to it yet, but they weren't aware of this. And we went and checked the Trump website early this morning. Nothing about this guy's name. No statements. Nowhere. Boom. As I went live on air, Roger Stone sent me an email saying, it's official. He's going to find out who put it out. Donald J. Trump announces national finance chairman. Steve Mnuchin, M-N-U-C-H-N. Stephen M-U. That's really hard to pronounce. That give anybody with dyslexia a headache. Stephen Mnuchin, M-N-U-C-H-I-N, to serve critical role as Trump campaign gears up for general election, to be the head finance chair to run the gathering of donations, both small and large. And what Trump has always said is he's not going to take lobbyist money, he's not going to take big PAC money, and he's the only person I've ever seen in modern history who ran the last 16-month campaign without big corporate money and without PACs. Now, his lawyers have gone after PACs that have been set up by Jesse Benton and others, claiming that they're working for Trump when they're not. And that's official from the Trump campaign. Not attacking Jesse Benton, the former head of the Ron Paul campaign. It's just the reality. But Stone is running unofficial PACs that just promote open elections and voter rights. And that's why I've been supportive of those moves on air, as the listeners have, and the integrity of our election system in this country under the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But this new development is very, very troubling. And we have an article detailing it all from the inside sources, the best we know. Exclusive. Koch Soros insiders attempt to take over Trump campaign. Establishment in last-ditch effort to co-opt New York billionaire. A major effort is underway to co-opt the Donald Trump campaign by infiltrating it with Koch brothers, George Soros-like operatives, inside sources have exclusively told Infowars.com. Yesterday, it was revealed that Stephen Mnuchin would become the Trump campaign's national finance chair. Mnuchin was an investment professional with Soros Fund Management, LLC, and spent 17 years at Goldman Sachs, so he's a Spectre alumni. He also has innumerable other affiliations with establishment financial institutions and corporations. However, the appointment was engineered by Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, it appears. I mean, that's who reportedly is making these decisions, who himself has close ties with and has worked for the Koch brothers, having overseen the New Hampshire chapter of the Americans for Prosperity. And they've come out and said they'd rather have Hillary than Trump. The advocacy group founded by Koch brothers, although Lewandowski is not directly responsible for the infiltration, he is being used as a dupe by Mnuchin and others as part of a move to either take control of the Trump campaign or contrive a media narrative that Trump has sold out to the establishment. And I'll be quite honest with you. If Trump comes out and uses big establishment financial organizers, it's pretty much all you can do sometimes. If he's making the shots and calling the shots and he thinks he can control these people, you know, that's just how it works. I mean, it's pretty clear that American Airlines was working with the globalists to cover up what really happened on 9/11. I still get on American Airlines aircraft because the pilots, the flight crew, the people in the control towers, you know, are good people. The flight attendants are good people. The stewardesses, to be politically incorrect. It's criminal executives at the top that are compromised. So this is still a dangerous direction to be going in because Trump has done so well not hiring any of these people. We've seen Hillary and Ted Cruz being excoriated by the media, the alternative media, by the people, and really being discredited for their close alliances with the corrupter elements of Wall Street, the globalist elements, the crony elements, the banker bailout elements, the anti-gun Goldman Sachs elements, the Soros elements. And so I have an issue with this. And the article goes on to break it all down. Trump campaign, it goes on, or contrive a media narrative that Trump has sold out to the establishment. A sign that Trump is, well, it just goes on from there. I'm going to be breaking more of this down when we come back from break. Guys, I think I'm missing a page of this article. It's just kind of been the day of that. Now continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we have the press release right here. This is not really the top story of the day. I just wanted to go ahead and get it out of the way up front and continue to move forward and also give you our pledge to analyze every facet of the Trump campaign and vet what's real and what's not. You know, last week it was that he's basically having sex with underage girls or something with no evidence. And, of course, that turned out to be a giant hoax, and we said it was a hoax. And they've got all these other hoaxes they're pushing against Trump. But we will dig into every single one of them. Stay with us.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right, the story with all the inside baseball and sales is up on InfoWars.com. Exclusive Koch Soros insiders attempt to take over the Trump campaign. Establishment is in last-ditch effort to co-opt the New York billionaire. We'll see how Trump responds to this. Quite frankly, it's hard to be involved in a major national campaign and not have some of these people in there. If he ever starts changing his policies or he ever stops his pledge to repeal Obamacare or to try to control our borders, I will turn on him like 50-day-old milk, I mean, instantly. But we are watching this closely. And we've seen some other troubling things out of Lewandowski before. The question is he trying to co-opt the campaign? Well, regardless, it's happening. Is he behind it? Is he the one that's made a lot of the big missteps? Absolutely. And I don't have it out for Lewandowski, but I remember during the Ron Paul campaigns, Jesse Benton just always came up with causing the problems. In two different campaigns, and I would hold my tongue, and then years later, everybody turned against him, and all the stuff came out. And then it's him again running this big supposed Trump pack that isn't a Trump pack. And they won't stop doing it when Trump asks them to stop doing it. So really what I'm getting at is there's all these forces that try to get into a campaign at this high level. I mean, if you've got a successful restaurant, people are going to try to get a job there and do weird stuff inside of it. Or if you have a business, I mean, everybody's experienced this. If you're in the media and you're very successful, there's always people trying to weasel in. So when I'm covering this, it's not to go, hey, let's make hay out of a Goldman Sachs, Soros-connected people, Koch brother-connected, got the trifecta going on here. Let's just point it out and let's watch it. And let's ask the larger question. Trump said he wasn't going to take big corporate money and he wasn't going to take big lobbyist money. Now, the media is going to be able to spin this, that he's going into the general election trying to raise money now and not self-financing, as if he's going back on a promise. No, he said he would try to mainly self-finance, selling baseball hats and shirts and using his own money. But Hillary's got $1 billion left to spend. So obviously he's going to have to get some organizations and groups to donate. And I don't see that as going back on a promise. But if he starts taking globalist money, then we're going to have a big problem. And so this is all part of keeping people honest. That's what we're doing. Now, I do not want to get into this anymore because this is not near our top story today. It is an exclusive to InfoWars.com. But our integrity will continue on no matter what. It's just like Ted Cruz. He had a good voting record in the Senate. He had a really bad pedigree, really bad connections to nasty globalists. And he uncloaked about 6 months ago and really showed us who he was. And now I'm very, very sad that I was ever supportive of Ted Cruz. Quite frankly, a year ago, I was supporting him overall over Donald Trump. But I liked the nationalist bent of Donald Trump. And now, you know, we have New Yorker magazine saying Ted Cruz's Goldman Sachs problem. And so Trump has got his people bringing in Goldman Sachs people and Soros-connected people to run his finance system. My biggest issue, I guess, is the optics of that. If Trump's going to criticize Cruz for that and Hillary, then what's he thinking? And the word is Trump does not know and did not know. And there were scrabbling phone calls last night and this morning over this. And it came down to Lewandowski. But then no one wants to actually burn him. So there's an investigation. And while the investigation's going on this morning, an hour ago, this press release shoots out. And if you just tuned in and you're saying, okay, then what is it, Alex? Is it a big deal or isn't it? I war game openly. I wear my brain on my sleeve. Quite frankly, I don't know what's going on. It smells. I don't like it. I have a nauseous feeling. Okay? And not that Trump's betraying anybody. It's just that these people are everywhere. They run the system. And you've got so many of these campaign managers who make deals with the system, like Jesse Benton and the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky having deals, when he supposedly has been working for Senator Paul, and now see where Senator Paul is being betrayed by the Republican Party. So these campaign managers, 9 times out of 10, are double-minded in my view. And I'm going to just stop right there. But we need to see what Trump does now with the optics of this, because he definitely doesn't want to start taking Goldman Sachs money. It's one thing if you hire somebody that's been Soros-connected. Soros knows how to run campaigns. And Goldman Sachs, that starts ringing alarm bells. But if you take Goldman Sachs money, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. All right. We'll open phones later. You can give me your view on this. It's a complex issue, obviously. But I'm going to get into Hillary. Boy, you talk about lying with the coal miners and more. We're going to play these clips coming up. Some of the great things Trump's been saying about Obamacare and the open borders and a lot more. He's been doubling down there. That's very encouraging.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I don't just half-bake my political views, my geopolitical views, my cultural views. I really try to research. That's why when I spent a few hours with Paul Watson working on this exclusive story at InfoWars.com, Koch, Soros, and Satter's attempt to take over Trump campaign from within, I basically got up here on air the first 30 minutes and just war-gamed in my mind. Because I was so busy just putting the facts down in the article that afterwards I was trying to come to my conclusion on air as to what I thought about it. And I think despite all of my inherent and incoherent babbling sometimes, that's why this broadcast is so popular, because it inherently is real and is totally honest down to my guts. Now, going over the news, it's all just over the top. I somehow have to cover all of this today. We also have two really informative guests. James O'Keefe with the Veritas Project has had some new amazing coups, projectveritas.com. Wayne Madsen was on yesterday for 10 minutes. He's on for a full hour today to break down all the big developments in campaign 2016. And he continues to be one of the main investigative journalists with more big breaking stories nationwide than pretty much anybody else. We're very proud that he works as a correspondent for InfoWars.com. So he's going to be joining us. We'll also have open phones as well after James O'Keefe leaves us. And then into the Wayne Madsen interview, Rob Doom, InfoWars news director, will be honchoing the fourth hour today on this Thursday transmission. Good old 5-5, May 5th, 2016. I want to get into the Trump situation where he says total disaster, repeal Obamacare again, not backing off on that, wonderful. Also continuing to say again and again that we should not have the disaster that Europe's had flooding this country with massive Muslim immigration from the most radical countries in the world. But there's a whole bunch of clips. I guess there's five of them dealing with Hillary and the coal miners. And coal mining is what built the British Empire in its last 100 years. It's what funded and powered the Industrial Revolution. It's what drove our Industrial Revolution. And it's now the cleanest burning fuel there is with technology. The cheapest form as well. And I harp on this constantly. I have no coal stocks, no energy stocks, not involved in it. I just know my power bill has more than doubled the last 8 years because they've shut down more than 1,000 coal power plants. And it's a big deal. And it's a bigger deal when she comes out and says, we're going to bankrupt coal, we're going to shut down the coal miners, just like Obama said to audiences that support that get off on shutting the country down. The post-industrial, nihilistic, transhumanist eugenicist. They love China having all the plants they want, or Mexico. They just don't want us to. It's a sick cult of control freaks. You know, the folks that want you to have a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. These are very bad people. And then she comes out and says, well, what I meant by that was it's inevitable unless we save them. No, you're the person running the program to destroy them. And you know who set all this up in the 80s with Al Gore was Enron. They're an oil company. They don't like to compete against cheap energy, do they? Just like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and BP and British Petroleum, just search engine it. They're all the top funders. They're all in the top 10 funders of shutting down coal power plants. And again, they always point video cameras at power plants in the winter when hot water vapor and CO2 are coming out. And they go, look at the smoke. Look at the pollution. That's not pollution. That's like when you breathe and you see what looks like smoke, that's water vapor. And I know that our listeners know that, but let me tell you who don't know. The general public actually thinks that's smoke. Now, in China and Mexico, it is smoke. That's why it goes on for 5 miles and then dissipates as it gets aerosolized, but it's still there. It just gets diluted. European and U.S. coal power plants, the smoke is not smoke. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide. It ends in about 100 yards, just like any other washer or dryer on the side of your house in the winter. Notice you only see that in the winter because it's hot, moist air blowing out. You don't see that in the summer. Now you look at Mexico City, or you look at Calcutta, or you look at Beijing or Peking, they're living hellholes with the smog because their governments don't want to be outcompeted, so they have no environmental standards. I think we should all have standards and do something about it, but instead only we have the standards. So I'm digressing, but this is so fundamental to understand artificial scarcity, globalism, and how they operate. We're going to get to that in a moment. I also want to add that we were able to extend this through Sunday, but it will end then. I was able to extend it basically a week. And we have the very best high-quality storable food you're going to find out there the last 25 years. produced by My Patriot Supply. It's called InfoWars Select. It's the exact same food, just 30 to 40% off. I'm able to give you that discount only a few times a year. That's why I'm trying to extend it this time. We normally are about 10% lower than My Patriot, the exact same full spectrum, exact same meals. But you can buy My Patriot Supply and their full catalog at InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. And they already have a great deal, but you have the exact same food, 30 to 40% off. It will be ending soon. And don't worry, next week it'll still be about 10% less, and we'll have some other specials as well, just nothing like this. And with the buildup for global riots and the buildup for global war and all the crazy stuff and earth changes going on and the increased earthquakes and the ring of fire and the volcanoes getting active all over the U.S., I hope I don't need my storable food, but I'll tell you this. I've been getting more for the office, more for my home, medical supplies, getting my firearms in place, getting my security plan in place, because civilization is teetering. And all over the world, it's been collapsing into road warrior-like scenarios in the Middle East and Africa and areas of Asia and areas of Eastern Europe. It's getting really bad. Civilization is unraveling. And now is the time to get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free. We can tell you about all the different specials when you call or different discounts. The mega sale is going to end Sunday evening. At midnight, it's over. I promise. It ends then because I've signed a deal that I can't go any further. 30, 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. People need to take action today, obviously, and 10% off all other preparedness items, non-GMO, super high-quality heirloom seeds, all the nutraceuticals from Survival Shield Nation 99X2 to DNA Force to Anthroplex to Brain Force to Lung Cleanse to Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet to G-Shock Watches, the water filtration systems, shortwave radios, TheraSafe for when reactors melt down, privacy and security with the Block It Pocket systems and others, so you drive around with your cell phone, it's not being tracked, not being hacked, pull it out of the little package when you want to use it, it then reconnects. One way to control Big Brother, strategic relocation, the books, strategic relocation, the film, all of it 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes everything we do here possible. Finally, you can also get free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com when you get $50 or more on your order, and there's free shipping, obviously, on some things that we're running specials on all the time, just period. There's a lot of different specials. And on top of all of that, we also have 10% off with folks that sign up for auto ship. So a lot of different specials at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex is now back in stock. Supermel Vitality did sell out. Ultra powerful vitamin B12, Secret 12 is back in stock. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Again, to find the specific nutraceuticals, InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to our storable foods and preparedness section. 30 to 40% off, and it ends in 3 days, and that is it. It will not be extended anymore, and your purchase makes what we're doing possible, so I thank you all for your support. Again, why are they shutting down the power plants? To move the jobs to globalist industrial bases where the top controllers have moved production the last 50 years. They're accelerating what's left now with their environmental regulations and taxes and controls. We have the highest corporate taxes in the world, in the United States, lobbied for by the big corporations to force even smaller corporations to move offshore to complete our deindustrialization. Then they write in the provisos that they can be tax exempt offshore. That's how the screw job works. Why would you want to compete when you could just rig the deal with the communist Chinese, with the post-imperial Indians, and the folks in Mexico who've never really gotten out from under colonialism? Before I get to the coal debacle, I want to cover this. I get tweets, I get asked questions, I get emails saying, what do you think of Cinco de Mayo? And I say, I think it's great. I'm all about overthrowing the Spanish, you're all about overthrowing the French, which is this particular holiday. And it's the most important holiday in Mexico. Cinco de Mayo is Spanish for May 5th. It's a celebration held on May 5th, The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla, if I pronounced that correctly, on May 5th, 1862. Now, let's just stop right there. That said, in the United States, Cinco de Mayo has become a Mecha La Raza holiday for many gang member type folks who then try to go around with the Ford Foundation and the media and the globalist controlled press and bully Hispanics to say, you're not American or you're not whatever your identity is. You're not a Venezuelan. You're not a Chilean. You're not, because those folks I've talked to get bullied. You're a Mexican. And it turns into this weird nationalist thing where they burn American flags. I videotaped it in downtown Austin at the Capitol and run around holding babies up going, Mexico, Mexico, La Raza, La Raza, race, race, race. I find the Ku Klux Klan running around doing that to be very, very untasteful, and I protested them. But when you go out and cover the mainly Mexican nationals, it's their holiday, running around saying Texas belongs to Mexico. No, you couldn't take it from the Comanches, so you brought in the Tennesseans and Alabamans, who were in giant Indian wars, as they were called, to have a big death battle. And yes, the people in the South were pretty much psychotic and enjoyed giant battles and defending their families and just all this insane. And the Indians loved it, too. I'm going to use the word Indians because everybody says use the word Native American. I mean, the point was is that it was just two groups that just loved fighting and loved killing each other. And quite frankly, it's not that the Mexicans wouldn't fight. They just, their people wouldn't colonize it. They didn't want to be up here. They didn't like the Indian raids. That's a historical fact. So the Mexican government, when it was the Spanish government, came and told Tennesseans and Alabamans and others, they said, we're going to give you huge pieces of land, basically free. You got to convert to Catholicism, and you can bring your guns in, and we want you to wipe out the natives. Because they hadn't been able to do it, and the Spanish facilities, the Spanish missions that were really military operations, and the Jesuit systems, they were unable to get the Plains Indians to convert. They got everybody else to do it and move into the reservation and become agrarian. It did not work well with the Comanches, the Apaches, and some of the other groups, the Blackfoot and others. They just never got their mission set up, you notice, in the Midwest and in Texas, except right around the border areas, because they all got slaughtered. So that's the big dirty secret. The Spanish brought in a bunch of rewilded cavemen from Europe. That's what happened. You know, you took the civilized people of Europe who were really under imperial conditioning and slavery. They turned them loose here. Then one generation, they were completely psychotic and ran around murdering everybody, but also building things and taking over. And then the natives were always trying to hire them to kill the other group, but it just didn't work out. And that's what really happened. So they lost the conquest. Anyways, I'm just telling you the facts. And so that's what it is. And now you got a bunch of folks from Mexico that never got out from under colonialism. You may have gotten rid of the Spanish and the French and then the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, but the system stayed. And so it's a day to just now claim independence over El Norte and run around burning American flags, holding your kids up going, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. Hey, if Mexico was better than the U.S. and had lower taxes and was a freer country, I'll go down there and I'll Mexico, Mexico, baby. I mean, I'm thinking about going to Switzerland down the road. I don't care what color you are. If I cannot get mugged and put money in the bank and not get robbed and have lower taxes and have prosperity and people be nice, I don't care. But just you're up here yelling Mexico while your country's got 170,000 people dead in the last decade, 100,000 dead, 70-something thousand missing, total bedlam, mass murder, most areas have collapsed, women being 80% of the women coming across the border as part of the unspoken payment are raped. But then they have this weird thing at the liberal schools, the colleges, where they teach that gringos are all evil, gringos all rape women, Western culture's all evil, but radical Muslims are wonderful. And the whole super arrogant, macho, machismo stuff that certainly had its place in the frontiers or in ancient Spain, you know, when the Muslims are invading, whatever. That's all cute and funny, you know, women being kept like property and the men slapping the women around and cheating on their wives and raping 80% of them. But then you get up here to the United States, trailblazing women's rights, trailblazing the end of slavery with England, and everybody thinks we invented it. That's the brainwashing of the Ford Foundation and all the rest of it, and it's absolutely ridiculous. So that's where I stand on Cinco de Mayo. I'm all about it's July 4th. Throw the foreign globalist out. But Texas has had eight flags over it, not six. And there really isn't a claim by Mexico over the Southwest. I mean, you had a few missions in California, a few in Arizona, a few in West New Mexico, a few in Texas, and most of them were deserted before the Spanish even pulled out of Mexico. And then you got Santa Anna, such a bloodthirsty, crazy dictator that Mexico lost a third of its country. Guatemala and south was Mexico. I mean, is that my fault too? Did the United States steal that from Mexico? Mexico was a colony with natives being used as slaves. They just didn't call it slavery. But if you didn't do your work, they'd burn you alive. I always love in the Mexican American studies they teach, Mexico was against slavery and against the evil of America. I mean, you know, it's just, I just know too much history. And you notice I said many of the people going west, the first waves of those were crazed fighters. People like Davy Crockett and folks were foaming at the mouth when it came to wanting to fight. I mean, they were really intelligent, tough people, but they wanted fights. They wanted to go out and engage large groups of people. I mean, it was written about by the French who were on the Indian side a lot of the times. Like, you know, Sam Houston was five arrows sticking out of him in Tennessee, like killing like 12 people with a hatchet. I mean, they loved it. We'll be back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is not a miracle.
during the break, and she was correcting me, and she was reminding me, because I know she's correct, because I've read about this controversy a lot, and I just went off Wikipedia today that said Cinco de Mayo is the most important holiday in Mexico concerning its sovereignty. But I've always heard it's big in the United States, and that down there it's not Cinco de Mayo, but how do you say it? Days to Face. And I don't speak Spanish well. I speak very little. But she said, no, that's right. That's correct. She's from Mexico. By the way, she does a great job, too. And so that's what this is all coming down to, is how our media basically creates all these new combines and all these new things and then sells it as reality. And that's why I've always seen Cinco de Mayo as this weird get El Norte thing here in the United States that is basically run by the mainstream media to create more balkanization. But I bet you know more than I do. So thanks for reminding me that I was going off mainstream media and was wrong, Allie.
Yeah, no problem. I've noticed that ever since I came to the United States, Cinco de Mayo is a big deal. And in Mexico, we only celebrate 16th of September, which is the independence. And it happened in 1810. And then Puebla, that battle that the Cinco de Mayo represents, it was actually in 1861. So it was actually way later when Mexico was suffering some financial problems, and Britain and Spain they made like a good deal with Mexico, but the French, they were like, oh, let's take the opportunity and take over Mexico. And that's when Napoleon III was like, oh yeah, I'm going to take over. And it was just a battle that we won and everything. And it's not like a huge deal. It was just more like,
so why do you think the media up here says it's the main Mexican holiday? Because I knew that was the case, but I still went ahead and just read what they say.
I think from what I know, and I think most people found it as like a way to celebrate, or like just celebrate and enjoy party. The party scene.
I hear you. And so the Ford Foundation, others are trying to grab it. Yeah. So the real Independence Day from Spain, that's called Días de Seis. Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, Días de Seis de Septiembre.
Okay, good. I mean, so I'm totally butchering it then.
No, you didn't get it.
Okay, all right. Well, my dad always talks about that because he's a big historian, and so is my mom, and they're always just irritated when they hear Cinco de Mayo, the main Mexican holiday, and they're just like, that's not the holiday. They don't celebrate that in Mexico. That's all bull, and here I am getting it wrong. And that's why we have a great crew, folks, to correct me when I am wrong. Thank you so much, Allie.
No problem.
But I was right. This is literally something celebrated in El Norte for people to run around and burn pinatas of Donald Trump, which is in the news today, up on Infowars.com. I haven't gotten to the whole coal thing yet. These are some riveting clips, very, very sad clips, of these coal miners losing everything. And it's good, clean energy we need. And sorry, bye-bye. But meanwhile, this story just went up on Infowars.com. Roger Stone, Infowars supporters, helped make the Trump revolution. Trump is a force of nature. He's not going to be stopped. A new article and blurb by Roger Stone, a nice little comments he's made up on Infowars.com. And the mainstream media has really picked up on that. They've been trying to demonize Trump's affiliation with us and his campaign's affiliation with us and others. And Trump has not run away from it. He said a lot of nice things on the campaign trail. I know he's intending to come on soon, but that's not that big a deal. We're promoting the ideas of Donald Trump. And I've got some clips that I'm going to get to. And then I'm going to get to the situation with the coal, where Hillary has been caught in flagrant lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Infowars.com is the news site with so much key breaking news. Back in 70 seconds. Then we've got James O'Keefe and Wayne Madsen joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.